Erev Tov Lekulchem, a good evening. We are about to embark on a series of shiurim, both Agada and Halacha, that will focus on the issue of Tachanun. Many questions have been asked of me regarding Tachanun in the last number of months. So I thought it would be worth our while to explore the contours, both halachic and agadic, of tachanun that we say on an ongoing basis on Monday and Thursday, Ashkenazim, Ed Vuhu Rachum, and the rest of the week they say tachanun, with the exception of a fair number of days that tachanun is not said. So initially, I'm going to explore, because I believe that without an appreciation of the overall structure of a very significant perek in Tanakh, in Tehillim, it's found in Tehillim Perek Vav, and you have in front of you three pages of Mar Mekomos. And essentially, generally when I learn Tanakh and when I learn Chumash, I make every effort to first of all see the beautiful structure, the symmetry, and ultimately the underlying message. And there are many different messages that are embedded in every passage in Chumash and in Tanakh. But significant is the ability to see the unbelievable structure of the Torah, of passages in Tanakh, and this is just one of countless examples of it. I just want to begin with a comment of Rabbeinu B'chaye in his Perush al HaTorah. In Parshas Korach, when we encountered the rebellion of Korach v'Hadassah, so at one point, Korach, who's known for hitkahalut, a term that's become very popular in the Corona period, vayakel aleim Korach es kol ha'eda el Pesach or el Moed vayirach v'ra Hashem al kol ha'eda. So in Bamidbar Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chav Chaf Aleph, Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, he bodilu mitoch ha'eda azos v'achalei al som kiroga. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he and Aaron should separate from this Eda, Adas Korach, and Hashem will destroy them instantly. And then the Pasuk says the following, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were absolutely thunderstruck by this proposal on the part of Hashem Yisbarach, vayiplu al pneihem vayomru. And the argument they presented was, Kel Elokei Haruchos Lechol Basar, Ha'ish Echad Yechetov Yalkol Eidot Tiktsof. We already mentioned a comment of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal that the Ribbono Shel Olam accepted this argument. Essentially, the argument was what the Gemara calls in the language of the Talmud, Tuv Yechotov Zigud Mingid. One person sins and someone else should be punished. Each individual should be punished for their particular avera. Lo yumsu avos al bonim ubonim lo yumsu al avos. Pasuk in Chumash and also in Tanakh. So Hashem Yisbarach accepted this taina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he accept this taina? And the answer is because this is prior to crossing the Yarden. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the first parak, the Gemara comments on the psukim in Sefer Yoshua, the story of Ai, and the booty of Achan, and Achan was punished. And the Lashon of the Pasuk there is Chata Yisrael. And Chazal derived from there the principle Kol Yisrael Arim Zelazeh, which has halachic consequences, the Gemara Shoshana, the din of Yotze Motzi. If someone was already Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush, but another Jew has not been Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush, I can say Kiddush the second time and the third time in order to be Motzi, to help other Jews discharge their duties of Kiddush. Based on this concept of we're all guarantors of each other, Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazeh, but that doctrine was only enunciated, only concretized when we crossed the Yarden. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, presents HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following taina: Kel Elokei Haruchos Lechol Basar Ha'ish Echad Yechatov Yalkol Eida Tiktzof, and the taina was accepted because it's prior to our crossing the Yarden. But what's of interest to us is the first three words of the pasuk. Vayiplu al pneihem vayomru. All the Targumim translate this pasuk as referring to the Nefilas Apayim. the mitzvah of Nefilas Apayim took place right here, the way Onkelos translates, Unefalu al Apayim, the way Targum Yonasan translates, V'Yisrechinu Bitzlo al Apayim, there's a tefillah that was in effect recited by Moshe Ve'Aaron, al Apayim, and the Targum Yerushalmi as well. So the Rishonim see this as being the source for the din of the Nefilas Apayim. Rabbeinu Bechaye on the spot has the following comment. This is the makor for the din of Tachnun that we say in the course of the week. And then he goes on to expatiate, Rabbeinu Bechaye, that there are three major components of the Nefilas Apayim. Bida, ki inyan Nefilas Apayim b'tfilo yesh bo shalosh kavanos. There are three different kavanos. Ha'achas, the first, lemora hashchina. There's a sense of dread of the shchina in the course of the Nefilas Apayim. V'hashenis, the second component, laharos tzar v'hachno, to show our self-abnegation, to show our tzar. V'hashlishis, and the third component, laharos asiras chushov ubitol hargoshosav, that a person is completely and totally kafuf to Hashem Yisbarach. All of his regesh, all of his emotional faculties are completely handcuffed and completely subordinate to Hashem Yisbarach. And then he goes on to develop somewhat each of these three components. The first, lemora ashchina, which is embedded in the Nefilas Apayim, kedei sheyislabish bezeh boshes utznius. A person should have a sense of busha, sense of modesty. Kikisui aponim, midarkei ha'anova v'haboshes. We know from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu, in the context of the snare, the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Pasha Shmos, the pasuk says, "Vayasper Moshe ponov ki yorei me'abit el Elokim." Kisu ponim is a reflection of a certain degree of anova, of modesty, of busha. And since a person recognizes in the course of the Nefilas Apayim that Shechina kinegdo, shibisi Hashem negdi tamid, that's reflected in the kisu ponim on the Nefilas Apayim. And there are many rayas that Rabbeinu B'chaye brings to this yisod. In Tanakh we see it. Chayes HaKodesh, Psukim Yecheskel, very well-known Psukim in the beginning of the Mara Yecheskel, the Chazon Yecheskel, v'ham chayos rotzo v'shov. They are literally running to and fro, and they emas HaShechina. And this idea of kisui ponim, of mora shchina, is the first component of the Nefilas Apayim, of tachanunim. The second, as I mentioned, laharos tzar v'achno, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, ki hanofel alpono mitzar v'nichna. And we know that hachno is me'ikri ha'tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah actually counts it in the Shari Tshuva as one of the elements of tshuva. A person who wants his tefillos to be accepted by Hashem Yisbarach, so has to be nichna, has to be mitzdayer. And again, there are many rayas, and we'll actually have recourse to one of the rayas from the famous Gemara, which is found in Maseches Tainis and Chav David, and also Sugya Megillah and Daf Chav Beis. We'll get to that in Mitz Hashem in the course of time. So this second element of tzar v'achno is critical as one of the major components of the Nefilas Apayim. The third component is that one should be batel mevutel to Hashem Yisbarach, as he writes, ki ilu hargashosa b'telos v'asuros v'mtso chefzo, v'eino v'svasa b'sutomim. Everything is completely handcuffed, completely bound. He's almost gagged. Lo yuchal liros uledaber. Another, essentially, I am completely kavul, says Rabbeinu Bechaye. I am tied up. My entire life revolves around Ribbono Shel Olam, and I'm essentially giving myself over to him. And that's exactly why the Tefillah of Tachanun is essentially a complete and total shibud that takes place, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were involved in. Kael Elokei HaRuchos Sechol Basar. Kael means Hashem, Lashon Elokim, the way the Ramban and Rishonim in general understand Elokim is referring to Midas Hadin. Hashem is a Takif. Elokei HaRuchos. Hashem knows exactly who is whom, who is guilty, who is innocent. Ha'ish Echad Yechatah, that's Korach V'Adoso. And this tefillah, says the Rabbeinu B'chayei, L'moshe V'Aaron B'Niflas Hapayim Hoysog Tzora. It was a short tefillah, similar to the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Miriam. Kel no refo no lo. Gemara in Brachos. B'sham, there also, Siper Shivcho Shabori B'omro Kel, and the Lashon of No is the Lashon of Tachnunim. And here also, we have apparently a similar kind of tefillah, but essentially this tefillah represents the tefillah sapayim. So this, by way of introduction, these three elements, we're going to have to see them in the tefillah itself. The first is Meira Shechina, the recognition that Shechina Kenegdo, and we'll see from the language.
We don't hear you. You're on mute, Rav David.
Okay. You heard Rabbeinu B'chayei? That you did hear? Rabbeinu B'chayei said there were three components of the Tefillah Sapayim. One is Mor Shechina, reflecting the Kisui Panim. One is Tzar V'Hachna. And the third is that I'm completely bottom of Uta. And this is embedded in the Tefillah Sapayim. So in the Tefillah Sapayim, Shechina Kenegdo, it's really an extension of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's clearly seen from the language of the Rambam, which we'll explore in Yitzhak Hashem separately. And the Rishonim write, the Shin Kubet says, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to be mafsik between Shemoneh Esrei and the Tefillah Sapayim. I think I mentioned to you the question already, which many years ago was raised. I'm very makbid to tell the Kohanim, Yashar Koach. And the question is, how could I? How could you be masik between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnunin when the two are inextricably intertwined? And here we have Shechina Kenegdo in the course of the Tefillah Sapayim. And I showed the Goyin who asked me this question a number of Svarim on Bichas Kohen who indicate that the Yasher Koach, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, is Ye Yasher. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the Kohanim, especially if there's Kaddish, that they should not leave the duchen till after Kaddish. So someone should not be mafsik in the middle of Kaddish to give them a yasher koach or yi yasher in the also in the Mishnah Berurah. So I showed this going that saying yasher koach is a tzarech hatfilah, and therefore it would not be called a hesek between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. But Nefilah Sapayim has in it these three elements, according to Rabbeinu B'chayei, these three components. And according to the Rambam, it's clearly an extension of the Shemoneh Esrei. So I'm going to first just refer you to some famous Gemaras before I examine page number one, where I'm going to examine the structure of the Tefillah Sapayim. But the Gemara has in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Tes on the base. Part of it is found here on page number two, in the upper part of the page. A famous machlokes between the Chachmei Yisrael and Abelazar ben Hurkanus, the well-known sugya of Tanu Shalachnoi, the issue of Tumah V'Tara. Rabbi Elazar was Mitayer Kol HaTaros Shenasu Al Gabov. He held as a din of a Klei Adoma, it's not a Kabbal Tumah. Chacham held as a din of a Klei Cheres. And Rabbi Elazar, who was known for his intellectual agility and acuity, he was Ma'od Mechudad, very sharp, sharp intellectual reflexes. He responded with all kinds of arguments, which Chacham were not mekabel. And the Gemara then describes all the overt meisim gluyim that occurred. And even a basko that came down and said, halach kemeisai, the response of the Chacham was, ey mashkicha bebasko, lo bashamayimi. We don't have to listen to voices that are coming down from heaven. And then the Gemara says, they were menadehim, he was put in cherem. And the question is, who's going to tell him he's in Cherem? Rabbi Kiva said, I better go. Because if someone else goes who's not Hogun, He is capable of being machriv kol olam kulo. He can destroy the entire world with the kayach of the kedusha. And the Gemara describes how Rabbi Akiva lav ashchirim v'nisatev shchirim. He dressed in black and he was in a distance of Dal Ramis. And Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Akiva, ma yomi yomayim. And he said, it looks like that your chaverim have decided to distance themselves from you. We know about social distancing. We're bekiyim in that. And so apparently also here there's some distancing that's taking place. So Rabbi Elazar, who's a menudeh, korah begodav, because a menudeh is chai bekriya, that's a gemara. Chalat minolov, the gemara in Maikotin as well. A menudeh is also b'lil sasando. And Yoshua got bekarka, and he began to cry. So the gemara says that cry, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, was so powerful, the entire world was stricken. Shlish b'zeislim, shlish b'chitim, shlish b'seirim. And the Gemara says, kol mokam shenasim ba'inu Rabbi Elazar nisraf. Wherever he said his eyes was completely burnt. And the Gemara then describes Rabbi Gamliel, Baba Sfina, he was on a ship. Amar alav nashu l'tavo. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. So he was the one who was directing traffic. All that occurred at his behest. So he right away came to the maskana that this Sara, this tempest, so right away he got up and he prayed to Hashem and he said, I said, Hashem, I did it only for your covet. At that moment, the sea abated. The tempest ended. So now the Gemara, on top of the page number 2 in front of you, that's with the backdrop for this Gemara. The Gemara says, Ima Shalom, she was the wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. So from that incident, she did not permit her husband, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, to be Neifel Apayim. How did she go about doing that? How did she prevent him from saying Tachanun, from being Neifel Apayim? So the Gemara says, that is what she did, but doesn't explain how. I saw in the Shidduch Gubetzes, Abba Metzia, he explains that she made sure that he was mafsik bedibur between Shmanesri and the Tefilas Apayim. She made sure there was some sort of a hefsek, an interruption of dibur between Shmanesri and Tachanun, and therefore his tefillah would not be mekubal. His tefillah would not be accepted. That day, the Gemara says, Reish Yarcha Habe, was Reish Chedesh. The ichlef lo bein mali lechasse. She made a mistake. The wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, Rashi says she thought the month was chaser. And in fact, it was mali. As a result of that mistake, she somehow assumed that there's no problem today. And meanwhile, he was nafal al panov. There's a second opinion in the Gemara, Ika di Amre. The Gemara says, a poor man came at that moment in time. She brought him bread. And then she came back and suddenly she saw her husband was Neifel al Apov in Tachnunim. She said to him, Kum, get up. Katnas Lachid, you've killed my brother. Adahachid, the Gemara says, Nafak Shipura. A message came out, Bibes Rabbi Gamliel de Shachar, that he passed away. Amalah. So her husband asked her, Mino Yadad, how did you know? Amale, she said, Kach mikublani mi beis avi abba. She had a masera, a kabbalah. Kol asherim ninolim chutz mishari eino. The Torah has 2 isurim kayadua. One is eino as mamon, and one is eino as dvarim. 2 separate psukim in Chumash. Eino as dvarim, the Mishnah has at the end of Perek Hazov, the Mishnah describes eino as dvarim. Person is mitzayer. You cause someone tsar. All different ways of causing people tsar. Sometimes we have great expertise in doing these things, which of course is asa. Schor ma'asecha rishayim. I remember when you used to eat at McDonald's before you became a bal tshuva. B'chulu b'chulu. I know as dvorim. When you're matnid a person, you're mitzayer a person, and she had a kabbalah, that all the shorim of Shari Shamayim are closed with the exception of Shari Einor, says Rashi, and this Rashi to me is the yisod of the entire Tachanun, of the Tzidah Sapayim. Rashi comments here, Lefi Shetzar Halevi, a person who's subject to Einor's Dvorim, who's verbally abused, there is tzar halev, v'koroy v'lohoymi demois. And as a result, the person will be led to tears. The person will become emotionally incredibly distraught as a result of the Noas Dvorim. And that Hashem Yisbarach responds to and listens to. And I will demonstrate that the Yesod of Rashi is basically the entire Havana of Tachnun and Tachnunim. So we see that a Bakosha that is other B'Shas Nefilah Sapayim in effect is so powerful. And that's what she was so choshesh that she didn't let her husband engage in the Nefilas Apayim. And the moment she made an error and he was Neifel Apov, his tefillah was Miyad Miskabel. The Gemara has also, Chazal have a number of other very significant statements here. You have a Gemara Megillah and Afchabeh is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch La'alocha. Ein Adam Choshev Ashoy Lipol Alponov. Another chashev is not allowed to be neifel apayim unless they are assured that the tefillahs are going to be answered, similar to that of Yeshua ben Nun. Pasuk says in Yeshua Perek Zayim, "Vayomer Hashem Yeshua, kum loch, lo mazeh ato neifel alpanecha." So Rashi says, "Shadam chashev ein rashoy lipol alpanov," a VIP, an aristocratic, very choshev a kind of person, an adam gadol, is not allowed to be neifel apayim, levazes atzmai b'fnei atzibur. Shim lo ye'oneh, if his tilos will not be answered, yecharfu, chas v'sholom, they will curse him, kach shamati. Elon ken yodim bo shu choshev pi Yoshua. Or the way the Yishalmi I saw writes that if his tilos will not be answered, will be a chil Hashem. Because that's a sign she ain't tochel kabaro. He's not the Baal Madrega that he presents himself to be, he's not holding at that level. So we see from this Gemara, it's also a Gemara in Tainis, Ein Adam Choshev Ashoy Lipol Alponov, and the Gemara there, the way Taisus in Megillah calls Yerushalmi, that where a person is davening Bishvil HaTzibur, Beinolo Beinatso, one can do so, but we see the Koyach Adir of the Filas Apayim. Tefillas Apayim is an incredible tefillah. I saw in the Beis Yosef, here in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Siman that deals with the halachas of the Tefillas Apayim, he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. Then the Tefillas Apayim essentially is what he calls Mesiras Nefesh L'misa. A person is literally ready to be Mesa Atzmai. Derech Agav, there's a similar comment that the Mishnah Berurah makes when a person says Kriya Shema, and it's Bekabel Omach Shemaim, the first Pasuk, we show them having Machlokes, how many Parshas in Kriya Shema, the Raisa, the Shagasaye, presents in a very systematic kind of way all the different Shitas, but we know the Shitas of Ramban, based on the Gemara in Brachis, the Gemara says that Rebbe was saying a Shir, Abir Nasi, and the time from Kriya Shema came, and Rebbe was Masik, he covered his eyes and said the first Pasuk. So the Ramban says, you see, the first pasuk is at the Raisa. Others say the first parasha is the Raisa. Rashi brachas da beizam and aleph. With parasha rishonah shadum kari amitasa yatsa. Other rishonim say two parashas, the shita saramam, all three parashas. The Shakasari has a list. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that when a person says Shema Yisrael, he should have in mind, I'm ready to be Mesa Nefesh. I'm ready to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. That should be the kavana of Shema Yisrael, the Kabbalah Sabach Shemayim. So the Beis Yosef writes in Kuf Lamed Aleph, the same Kavono says the Zohar HaKadosh applies to the Tefillas Apayim. Mesiras Nefesh L'Misa. I saw the Shlach HaKadosh in his Siddur. He writes, he cites the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachas. The Gemara has a famous Machlokes, where the Tefillah Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, or Tefillah Keneged Avos Tiknum, the Rambam Hamster Paskin both. So he says, according to the Mandiyama, that tefillah connected to midim tiknum, namely korbanos amechaper, but there are avonos that are not nita lechapora. There are certain avonos that only misa mechaper. So that's the sugi at the end of Yuma, dalul chiluk kapor, called by the Rambam, called by the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, meiser atzmo lemisa, the concept that a person has to be ready to be meiser nefesh lemisa. And Rabbi Yaakov Endem, I saw also in the Siddur, in this context of Tachanun, says, Sheyidame be'ein of kilu meis v'niftam in ha'ilom. Sha'yidei kach yimchalu lo kol ha'v'neisav. Is even those averas that the only kaparas through Misa, such as Chil Hashem, that the Gemara says in Yuma, that only Misa v'chaperas. Abedienya has in Shavit Tshuva, another Rishonim also, Abedienya found what's not found in Chazal, what's not found in the Gemara. He said that the way to be mechaper for Chilul Hashem is by being mekadesh Shem Shamayim. He found a what he called a Pesach Tikva. He found an opening, a hope. But through the Nefiyas Apayim, when a person is misvadeh and is noifel alponov, he's meiser atzmo lemisa, and in that schus meichel lo kol abenesa. So essentially, what we have just described till now is the three components of the Nefiyas Apayim according to Aben HaBechayim. Secondly, the unbelievable koyach, the power, the charismatic power of Nefiyas Apayim that we see from several Gemaras, especially the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, found here on page number 2. The third item is the Beis Yosef's Chiddush from the Zohar that Nefiyas Apayim constitutes a person readying himself to be Mesa Nefesh Lemisa, and that, of course, is a Mechaper. And we also saw as well, even though we didn't yet see it inside of Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to examine this in the course of the series of Shiurim, the connection between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. Why we are Nefel Apayim right after Shemoneh Esrei, and I mentioned there can't be any Hefsek, that's the Shidin Kubetzes, Koron Shulchan Aruch. So the Torah writes, and it's also mentioned by the Abu Dvarim, also cited by the Bach in Shulchan Aruch, in order to teach us that the Seder HaTfilah, there are several different physical postures that take place in the course of davening. One is yeshiva. We are sitting. We mentioned that a number of times, the Rambam writes in Perek Tesel HaTfilah, and this is the practice of Svardim. Matter of fact, the Rambam derived it from the Pasuk, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha. The Rambam interpreted that Pasuk in a literal way. Happy are those who sit in your house, who sit in the Beis HaKnesses. The way a person would sit in his home. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal said a whole shiur on this. On the last Perek in Brachos, the Gemara says that Kibeso, a shul is like a person's house. The distinction between a Beis HaMikdash and a Bayis, the Rav Zatzal pointed out, Beis HaMikdash is the home of Hashem Yisbarach. And we are guests. We come as guests to the house of Hashem Yisbarach. We make Aliyah Lerego. And we enter the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, Mi bikei zos miyetchem remos chatzeroi. Be careful, don't trample in the mokom which is not yours. You're only the orchin. I am the ma'areach. I'm the one who's hosting over here. I am the host. Masha'en kein in the Beis HaKnesses, that is our home. And the Ribbono Shel Olam comes b'tor areach, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Brachos, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the shul, doesn't see a minion. Madu abasi ve'inayne. What did I come for? I came as a guest. So Rav Soloveitchik noted that you look at the Rambam carefully, there are two different postures that one has, the contrast of a shul and a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, Pasuk says in Kisavo, in the context of the mitzvah of Habas Bikurim, v'ishtachaviso v'nei Hashem Elokecha, the obligation of ishtachavo, because the din is Meir HaMikdash. Shabsei say tishmeru midoshi tiro, the Gemara Yavamas in the first parak. That's the Pasuk found twice in Chumash. Shabsei say tishmeru midoshi tiro. The halacha of Meir HaMikdash demands the pasture of Ishtachavo. We say every morning, V'ani b'rov chazdecha avo b'isecha eshtachave aleicha kotshecha b'yirasecha. The Gemara Megillah, Beis HaKnesses and Mikdash Ma'at, so Ishtachavo is the proper pasture in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, so there the proper pasture is Yeshiva. That's how the Rambam understood the Pasuk, Ashrei Yoshrei b'isecha, not happy are those who dwell in your house, which is Rov HaRishonim, but rather happy are those who sit in your house. So now coming back to the tour, why we have Nefilas Apayim after Shemoneh Esrei? So the tour writes that, and the Abu Dvarim, there are a number of different physical postures that we operate with in the course of davening. First, yeshiva, and the Rambam has yeshiva throughout the entire tefillah. The exception of Shemoneh Esrei, the tzibur always sits. The tzibur never stands, only the shiach tzibur stands, even for Kaddish. Sfadim have a practice to sit as well, based on that pasuk that I mentioned. The second, of course, is Amida, where a person is obligated to stand during different points. I remember I met a Sfaradi Rosh Hashiva who told me that Ashkenazim are like yo-yos. We just bob up and down. Kol ayom v'kol laila. Baruch Shama, we bob up. Hodu, we bob down. Mizmor L'Seida, we bob up. The rest, we bob down. Yishtabach, we bob up. V'chas Kriya Shema, we bob down. We're a bunch of yo-yos. Omar Zev Yivrit. Kamo yo-yo. Kach L'Shono Azahat. While Sfaradim essentially sit the entire davening. And that's what the Rambam says. In Hilchos Tefillah, Sha Yeshiva Shom Me'iskei HaMitzvah Yishenemar Asher Yoshev Yisechel. So the Torah explains that since we have different postures in the course of davening, yeshiva, amida, and nefilah, and this is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Har Sinai, and there was a gzeira because of the Chet HaEgel. Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So first we see yeshiva. So come to the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Va'eshev Bahar, Arboim Yom, Va'aboim Laila, by the Luchas of Rishonis. And then amida, also there in Sefer Dvarim. V'anochi amadati bahar, kayom marishenim, abroim yoyim, abroim laila, by the luch ha-shniyos. And then, nefilah sapayim, v'asnabal of ne'ashem kem marishenu, abroim yoyim, abroim laila. And so that's what we do. Essentially, what we do in the course of davening parallels what Hashem Yisbarach did. Namely, part of the davening is b'yeshiva, shmonesri is b'amida, and then nefilah sapayim. And that's why at the end of Tachanun, this is how the Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha. The end of Tachanun, when we say, Va'anachnu lo neida manase. We no longer know what to do. We've done everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did. What more can we possibly do? Va'anachnu lo neida. So till that point, we are b'yeshiva. Manase, then we go b'amida. What more can we possibly do? And therefore, one is not allowed to speak, as I mentioned, between Shmoneh Esrei and Tefillah Sapayim, because it's clearly a kind of Tefillah Richta. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah paskens that one can answer Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Tachanun. There are many, many questions with reference to Tachanun that Amir Hashem, hopefully I will discuss. But let me just add one additional point for this evening shiur. This looks like it's going to be a while. Vayomer David El God. That's the introduction, the preamble to Tachnunin. It's a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud Dalet. So that perek, the content of that perek is David HaMelech counts Klal Yisrael. Of course, we know there's a whole sugya in Yuma that David HaMelech acted inappropriately because the Torah tells us Chas v'sholom, if Klal Yisrael is counted, the Pesukim in Sefer Shmos, that it could lead to Magefa, lo yelam negev v'koydesam, and then David HaMelech was realizing that he acted inappropriately, and he asked Hashem Yisbarach to forgive him. So Hashem Yisbarach sends the Navi, God HaNavi, to tell a nevuah to David HaMelech, and the Pasuk says over there, Haloch v'dibarto al David. I'm reading now from Shmuel Beis, Perech of David, Sukim Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Tell David HaMelech, Koma Hashem, Shalosh anochi noitel alecha. Essentially, I'm giving you three choices in terms of what your punishment is going to be. You chose one of them. Vayavo God al David, Vayagilo, Vayemilo. The first choice was, Sheva shonim ro b'yatzecha. 7 years of famine. The second choice was 3 months, Nuscha lifnei tzarecha v'hurot fecha. You'll be pursued by enemies and they'll pursue you relentlessly. And the third choice, 3 days of dever b'yartzecha. We know about dever. 3 days of plague, of pestilence. The third possibility. So Hashem told David,
Choose one of the three. Vayomer David el God, tzar li me'ed. David HaMelech was in a state of siege. Nipla no b'yad Hashem, ki rabim rachamov, uv'yad odom ala pela. Says Rashi, Nipla no b'yad Hashem, which of the three did he choose? Hadeber, he chose pestilence. He chose the plague. Not cherev, not the sword of the enemy. Not rov, not famine. Because, as Rashi explains, shegamhu mosu la'ashirim, otzvei peros, omar David, omar Rav Alexandri. This is the statement of Chazal that Rashi cites. Im ani borei li hacherev, if I decide to choose the option of the sword, that my enemy should pursue me, achshav Yisrael omrim, hu boteach bigvurav, shehulo yamus v'achem yamuso. He's going to rely upon his valiant warriors and his soldiers. He's not going to die. Other people are going to die. So David said, that would not be right. V'imani borei harav, and if I choose famine, well, people say, oh, he's a wealthy person, so he has no problem. Boteach hu be'oshro. So therefore, what will I choose? Dever, shakol shavimbo. And that everyone knows. This COVID-19 pandemic has taught us kulanu shavim. There's no distinction between individuals of different socioeconomic levels. It affects the entire world, all humanity. So this pasuk Chazal say was niskan to be said before the Tiferes Hapayim, because on the one hand, David HaMelech asked Hashem, I should not fall bidei oivim, and at the same time, I should not fall the rov, I should not fall the dever. And this is the tefillah that begins with vidui, chatosi lefanecha. Vidui is critical. As the Gemara says in Yuma, aval anachtu chatonu is the ikra vidui. So the object of this series of shiurim, and we just began with a very small introduction, is to explore both, and yes, Hashem, as we'll see, the overall structure of this perek in Tehillim, perek Vav, to show you the unbelievable beauty of how David HaMelech, Beruach Kodesho, was mechaber this perek in Tehillim. And once we recognize the power, the charisma, the unbelievable koach of the Tefillas Hapayim, then from there, we will proceed as well to examine some of the nitty-gritty, some of the nuts and bolts, some of the minutia of the halachas that Am Yitz Hashem we will explore in the upcoming shurim relating to Tachanu. So this introductory shir, was simply to provide an overview, a kind of background for the Tefillas Hapayim. Am Yitz Hashem, tomorrow night and Tuesday night, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue. I suspect we'll probably go a bit further than that as well and exploring some of the details, some of the minutia of this perek in Sefer Tehillim.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Yisroch.
Okay.